This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Austin police say evidence now indicates a 17-year-old Texas A&M student who was found dead on Friday died of an apparent suicide. Police believe she died after falling from a high-rise balcony. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says they usually don't share details about deaths they believe are suicides. But she says there's a lot of misinformation spreading online about Brianna Aguilera's death.
I understand how grief and the need for answers can raise intense emotions and many questions. But sometimes the truth doesn't provide the answers we are hoping for. And that is this case.
Austin police released details a day after Houston attorney Tony Busby said he was representing Aguilera's family. Houston State Representative Gene Wu and other Democrats want Governor Abbott to work with lawmakers to restore penalties against insurance companies for denying wrongful claims. Wu says a new report shows more claim denials after a Republican-backed law passed in 2017. That law makes it harder to file suit against insurers for wrongful denials.
But the problem is the people who are in charge and the people who actually need to fix this won't do anything about it because they created this situation.
The report suggests some of the companies that often deny claims have funded political organizations to support the 2017 statute. Dickens on the Strand kicks off tomorrow night in Galveston. The weekend-long event brings up to 40,000 people, all paying homage to 19th-century Victorian England. Will Wright is the chief creative officer for the Galveston Historical Foundation.
Downtown's going to be packed, and everyone's going to be in top hats and suits and dresses. And it's just, you can very easily lose yourself in that moment and feel like you're somewhere totally different.
Those who come in costume will pay half the admission price. Cloudy skies in our forecast this evening. It'll be breezy. Overnight low around 45 degrees. For Friday, cloudy, 40% chance of rain. We're expecting a high around 48 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.